Courtney, so your team and slash family had a rough start to the 2018 season, but you and Brittany have both won events, and Robert had a number one qualifier in Houston. Talk about the perseverance your team has had to get to this point.
It's definitely been a rough start, that's for sure. But you know what, it's been all right. You know, I feel like we've tested a lot over the off season. Our Advanced Auto Parts team came out second race with Brian Corradi and Hood tuning my race car, and ended up with a win. I mean, that was a rough day in itself with my dad's crash and having him, you know, go off to the hospital to get checked out. But we ended up with a win in the winner's circle by the end of the day at Phoenix. And then for Brittany to come out and get the win, you know, last week in Houston was pretty awesome. So it's definitely been a roller coaster start for all of us. But I think it really goes to show the, you know, I guess the level of commitment really for all of our teams. And like you said, the perseverance of all of us and really just pushing forward, because we want to do well out here. We want to do well for our sponsors. And, you know, it's drag racing. There's going to be some tough things going on. There's going to be ups and downs, but it's a matter of how you come out on top and push forward.
Speaking of ups and downs, last season you guys had 7 number one qualifiers, 2 of which came at this track. Talk about your success with this Z-Max Dragway.
Yeah, we've done pretty well here, but have yet to take home a win. This is one track where it was awesome getting the number one qualifier last time. This is a home track for my primary sponsor, Advanced Auto Parts, and, you know, it's a track that I would absolutely love to get a win at. You know, I love coming out here to Concord and to race here at Z-Max Dragway. Bruton Smith always does it right, and it's a lot of fun to be racing on any of his racetracks, but specifically here, because, like I said, because it's a home track for my sponsor, Advanced Auto Parts, we would love to end up in the winner's circle with everybody from Advance, all the customers and everyone, just to be able to hopefully celebrate a big win and hopefully to get ourselves back up there in points. You know, we dropped a couple just all in one weekend last week because we went out early. So we're hoping that doesn't happen this weekend. We're hoping for a long day on Sunday and a successful one.
Speaking of a successful Sunday, 4 wives, drivers either love it or hate it. And we're kind of trying to get a feel of which side do you fall on?
Well, you know, it's unique. I think everyone has their own opinion of going from the traditional 2-wide to a 4-wide. But to be honest, you know, if you look at it, these races are selling out in the stands, and that's the most important thing. So it's definitely caught the attention of a lot of people, and I think that's amazing. I mean, that's the whole point of why Bruton Smith does something that's so crazy and new and something that fans have never seen before and something that drivers have never seen before. But then you look back to, I don't know, maybe it was the 60s or 70s, I saw a photo, and they were running cars 4-wide then and racing them. So I thought that was pretty cool to kind of full circle out here. But you know, I think it's exciting for the fans. It's a big challenge for the drivers and the teams and the crew chiefs, and this is an opportunity for the crew chiefs to really flex their muscles and show what they've got, because you have one shot in each lane when you come to a 4-wide track, and you have to be ready for it on race day. So you know, you have to figure it out quick, and it really kind of shows where these teams are at, and it's a challenge for everybody and the drivers too with staging, because we now only see this kind of Christmas tree. It was only once a year. Now that we have Vegas, you know, this is only 2 tracks like this in our entire, you know, NHRA season. So I think it's pretty cool because it's unique. There is a lot going on. It can get a little confusing, but I think it's exciting for the fans because it's so overwhelming and just so much horsepower and speed all at once.
Okay, we're going to open up to questions. Jacob Seelman first.
Jacob Seelman, speed swap. Wow. I'll back up a little bit. 2 questions, Courtney. First, were you surprised when your dad missed the show last race out? And what does that say about where the class is at right now? Obviously, the level of competition, it seems like this year has ratcheted back up another notch.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a little bit of a shock. You know, I think they've had a little bit of, obviously, they've struggled a little bit from the start of the season and have continued to test, continue to, you know, push forward and try to figure out what the problem is. They find one, and then it sometimes is creating another. But I think that they've got it handled. I think they've had a lot of automatic shutoff issues. I think that was kind of the biggest thing that kind of took him away from getting in the field last week. But, you know, he was safe by the end of the day, so that's all I really cared about. But I know that him and his entire Peak team was extremely bummed about it. That's not the performance that they were looking for. And you know that you're going to see them pushing hard this weekend because they're all, you know, a little bit frustrated. But I know they've got a great team over there. All of our teams have worked together to help each other out, to figure out the problem. You know, it's not just them doing it by themselves. We're all trying to come together and solve it so that we can all continue to learn from it and move on to the next race and hopefully perform better.
I feel like I'm going to open a can of worms with this next one because there's a lot, I'm sure, to choose from. Father's Day coming up in a few weeks. What memory, what is there a favorite that you have with your dad from your time in racing, watching him race?
Well, yeah, I mean, we would always love coming out to spend Father's Day with him, and now it's a little bit of a twist because now I get to kind of usually race with him on Father's Day, which makes it even more fun. I think it's a lot of fun because I get to be in the lane next to him. I'm trying to take him down for the win, but I don't want to ruin Father's Day for him. But at the same time, I'm okay with giving him the day off. So, no, it works both ways, and I think no matter what, I think he's been pretty proud of, you know, what my sisters and I have done and followed in his footsteps, and I think that in itself should hopefully be a pretty good Father's Day gift. But we love kind of picking on him, giving him a hard time, but just being able to be around him, even since we were kids, coming out to races and being able to watch him compete and celebrate Father's Day with him at dinner or whatever it may be, and usually hopefully in a winner's circle, it's always been a lot of fun to be able to be with him, but it's always been at a racetrack.
All right, Henry
Hunt. You know, you mentioned it a little bit, you know, that this used to be a one-of-a-kind race, and now just two races ago, you guys were going worldwide for Las Vegas. How much does that provide an extra sense of calm and, you know, just assurance coming in this weekend, having just done it earlier this month?
Yeah, definitely. It's to be coming from Vegas, where they opened up the four wide track. They did a phenomenal job with it there. I saw a lot of fans posting on social media how excited they were that some of them couldn't make it out here to see the four wide, and now they have one over on the West Coast. So I think it was a really great idea to kind of expand over there so fans get a feel of it and get to see it and experience it. But for us drivers, I think it's awesome because, you know, we already kind of got to go through it. Normally, you're waiting until the one race that we have here in Charlotte, and you're trying to figure out the Christmas tree, and by the time you got it figured out, you know, the weekend's over, and you have to wait another year till you see it again. So I think it was kind of cool that we all kind of got to go over there in Vegas and, you know, see the Christmas tree and do the four wide, kind of get the hang of it, and only have to wait a few more races before we get to do it again. So I think it's definitely going to help a lot of drivers and teams when coming out this weekend.
Courtney, I wrote about your dad. He said he's had some rough patches in his racing career, but this year kind of takes it to a different level. Out of all of your teammates, you're the only one that's kind of been catastrophe-free here all season.
Oh, gosh,
except
thanks.
For the wheels getting jacked on your tow vehicle. That's about the worst thing. Do you find yourself wondering, is it my time, or you guys stay over there and yeah, I don't want any of that bad juju over here with me?
No, I don't think it's bad juju. I think it's really just you know, these cars don't want to perform perfectly, and you change one thing and then screws up with another thing. So it's just a matter of fixing the problem and figuring it out, and it may happen, but I like to think that my episode in Epping was it, so I'm just gonna stick with that. the big explosion. But yeah, As for this year, I mean, we don't plan on anything happening. So, I mean, we just hope to continue to obviously push our car hard and hopefully come out with some safe racing by the end of the season.
How do you console your dad or your sister or Robert when something like that happens?
It's not easy. I mean, I think the best way to help my dad after, you know, what happened last weekend would have been Brittany's win. That was the best thing that could have come of that weekend to help, you know, make him feel better and put him in a little bit better mood. But I think coming out this weekend, it's going to be him qualifying and having a successful race day.
Do you think it's a coincidence when something bad happens to your dad, like in Phoenix or the DNQ, that you and your sister step up and win each time?
You know, I don't know. It's when something, I think it definitely puts a little bit extra fire in my sister and I when we see something. Obviously, we're a very tight-knit family, and we don't like to see, you know, dad being down and frustrated with how a team is, you know, how a car's performing, and not being able to get qualified. And I think that pushes all of us to just try that much harder to show them that we do all have a great team. We are one team, and to be able to come out with a win definitely helps it.
Yeah. Courtney, I've seen your father cry three times. Once when you were injured in Seattle, once when Brittany was injured this year, and once when he tried to say to you all he loved you. When have you seen your father cry where it really, you know, numbed you inside?
It definitely did. Well, yeah, I mean, all of those times, obviously. He doesn't cry a lot. So it's usually out here and doing something with racing where you can tell that he actually is, you know, really is proud of what we've accomplished. And I think the biggest one would have been when Brittany won the championship last year. I was strapped in my race car and couldn't be on the starting line to watch her run, but I can just see a corner of the big screen. And I was just excited and celebrating as much as I can, like, move in my cockpit. But it was the second I saw him just fall to his knees, that's when I lost it and was like, someone's got to loosen my belts up because I can't breathe. Now I'm crying, and I have to race in two more pairs. So it's tough. I mean, that's a big deal. If you can make my dad cry because he's proud, you know you've done something right. So it was really a big moment when Brittany won that championship. You know, when we got our first win my rookie year, there's been a few things. And obviously, racing is my dad's life. We're aware of that. It's been that way since we were kids. And nothing has changed, you know. And I think it's cool that we get to be a part of this sport with him and try to make him proud through his passion and all of ours.
He cried when he saw the funny car bobbing
now. Yeah. Well, there's the good cries and the bad cries, I guess.
Thank you very much for joining us today at the Media Center. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.